I thought our defense played hard today, and I thought for the most part, had we had some offense to go with it, particularly in the second half, if only to get them off the field for a while, the finish might have been better. I think we took the ball away today from them some. They hadn't had any turnovers. We got some turnovers. We didn't do anything with them. We answered right away with the first touchdown. We should have had it tied at halftime with the missed field goal. That was one of our better no-huddle drives, was the one right before the half. But our inability to do anything with the ball in the second half was just there's no excuse for that. That's poor. That's extremely poor. And the special teams errors hurt very much. The punt return again down the middle of the field to the excellent returner. It's gonna bite you if you do it and you continuously do it. At some point in time, it's gonna hurt you, and it did. And then allowing them to keep the ball and run more plays with the penalty on the fourth down is there's no excuse for that either. So I did think that the effort was good. I thought they played hard. I know they came and they wanted it. They sustained it, pretty much the whole ball game, I think. And so with that, it was an improvement over last week, if nothing in that area. But the second half offensively and the mistakes on special teams, just you're not going to have a chance to win like that.
Especially on that return. Until then, you guys were right in it.
Yeah, we were. We were. And to be honest with you, they challenged, and it was fourth and minuscule. And if it hadn't been on the 30-yard line, I would have gone for it on fourth down. But if I'd have gone for it on fourth down and didn't make it at that point in the game, that would have been a foolish error. So we punted the ball, and, of course, he punted it right down the middle of the field. Back it came. Well, they have a good defense. I mean, that's been proven in the first three games. Our lack of execution is not on them. That's on us. They did get reasonable pressure on the quarterback. They got to him a couple of times. But I thought we did a pretty good job with the rest of that. And, there were some times when the ball was the play call was a down-the-field throw that there just wasn't enough. He couldn't hang in there quite long enough to accomplish that particular play. And sometimes that's down in distance, and there's really not a lot you can do with regard to that. But they have a good defense. Take nothing away from that. However, our inability to make a first down and then make another first down and drive the ball, we've seen way, way too much of that. Keep trying. What do you mean, where do we go from here? We go back, we take a look at the tape, we look at the next opponent, we come together, we try to plan again, we go back to work. What else is there for us to do? Go back to work and see if you can make something happen that allows us to be more competitive, to play a second half of a game rather than one half, to play four quarters, to put some points on the board, to give our defense a chance to regroup rather than send them back out there every three plays. That's what we can do. Yeah. Again, three plays and out. I mean, you're talking about a 10-7 score. We got the ball. Again, it's three very poor plays. I wouldn't even say that they were executed very well. So that it negated that part of it. I thought there was a chance there by deferring that our defense would go out and stop them. We did stop them, I think, six plays rather than three. But I thought we would get better field position than what we did out of it. They drove it to midfield. But that having been said, that part of it worked fine. The part that didn't was we did nothing with our second half kickoff return, which is twice I've deferred and twice that's happened. I mean, that was a good drive. That was a good drive. And we moved it down. And there it was sitting, with a circumstance where we had to make a play on fourth down. I didn't like the 53-yard field goal, so we made another play. And then with 18 seconds, we made another play. We got it to where it was, I believe, a 44-yard field goal. It was on the right hash. You know, had I had my druthers, I'd have had it moved off the hash a little bit. But, yeah, that hurt. That definitely hurt.
This place was pretty quiet last year for opponents, and today it was really loud. Was that a factor at all for you guys?
I thought we handled the noise well. We prepared for it. We know it's a very loud stadium, but I didn't think that was an issue at all. Matter of fact, I think it probably got our guys, I know at the beginning of the game, revved up a little bit.
Are you worried about your locker room going? These guys have never been in a position like this.
Well, I'm depending heavily on the leadership and depending heavily on the character of the guys in that locker room. And, I'll take the lead and trying to do the best I can to make sure that, yeah, there's nothing I can do about tomorrow. We have to talk about the game. But come Wednesday, we'll give them some information. I think we'll help them to prepare for the next opponent and pick ourselves back up, have a good week of practice, go play as hard as we can play, and try to improve on this second half debacle here. Well, there's no continuity. There's no rhythm. There's a play here and a play there, but there really isn't any rhythm. We don't make any first downs. You know, play calling is like throwing a dart at a board. There's no real feel for, the ball being continuously moved down the field. I think that's some of it. Is it all of it? Maybe not. But, in the first half, we had some runs that were pretty good. And that gave us that play-action pass, which was the deep touchdown. So I thought we were going to have, some good mixture there. The second half didn't quite prove that way. But so it ended up being throw, throw, throw. And, that's not a good experience.
John, with that leadership you talked about in the room, are you confident that these guys will follow your lead?
Well, I think they will. Yes, I am confident that they will. No, I'm not saying it's bad play calling. What I'm saying is when you make first downs and you get into a rhythm, it's a lot easier than it is to, have a third down, and we've had trouble making third downs. I mean, let's face it, we're not doing much with third downs. When you don't do that, your first downs are minimal, then you got issues with, any kind of drives. I think the drive before the half, I don't know how many plays it was. Does anybody know that? That was probably one of the more lengthier drives we've had all season.
Nick seemed to drop a few. Did he have trouble with that finger?
I don't think so.
Any update on the injuries?
No, I haven't gotten a report on that.
Thank you.